Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. It's impossible for me to convey the hope and joy that Easter Sunday brings. Hope not being a wish, but the guaranteed promise of something to come. For the past several weeks at our community church, Burr Oak, our pastor has been teaching on the theme of God naming himself as I Am, in the encounter with Moses and the burning bush. I was asked a couple weeks ago if I would share a poem at church on Easter Sunday morning. I've done this over the years and have several that I could have used. However, the words I am were running through my head when I woke up this morning, and if for no other reason but to show Pastor Paul that his teaching on occasion goes beyond Sunday morning, I would like to take time on Homegrown this morning to practice a new one that I call I Am. Who shall I say is sending me? Lord, I am just a man. An honest query from Moses about his part of the plan. From the burning bush he heard the words. He knew they were true. I am who I am, and I am sent me to you. Pharaoh's heart was hardened, but he let the people go. I am led them through the wilderness, but still they did not know that I am could be trusted, and his promises are kept because of lack of faith in the wilderness they slept. From those who crossed the Jordan, a mighty kingdom rose. In the promised land, I am vanquished all their foes. But the chosen chose a different way to go. I am sent his son so that all the world could know. He said, I am the bread, the source and sustainer of all that live. I am the light of the world. I am granted the power to forgive. I am the door to the Father and the Spirit. I am asking you to knock. I am the good shepherd who will lay down his life for his flock. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It looked like he was not when he died there on that tree. His tomb would soon be empty. The stone was rolled away. The willing sacrifice of our Savior allows us to live today. My words fall short in telling of gratefulness and hope, the joy of the resurrected Savior putting promise into scope. I am offers us his vision so that the blind may see the miracle of miracles. I am walks with me. As I was going through the outlines that I still had in my Bible from the past few weeks at church, trying to do justice to the effort Pastor Paul had put in, I found a page from a devotion from several years ago that shared poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning's reflection on the story of Moses encountering the burning bush, which kind of brings us back to where we started this morning. Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. I hope that you are seeing clearly this morning. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown. I'm R.P. Smith.